There are 8 NatWest T20 Blast matches in week 11 of the competition, and we're at a stage now where quarter-final places are really at a premium. Birmingham Bears and Worcestershire Rapids have booked themselves home games in the last 8 from the North Group, while Kent have done likewise in the South. Let's start with the 4 games in the North Group, with the 3 teams who can still qualify all in action. Notts Outlaws head to Leicestershire Foxes, who they've beaten in 7 of their last 10 completed T20 matches. Leicestershire are winless in their last 5. Worcestershire host Lancashire Lightning, and although they are having their best ever season, they've only won 1 out of 6 against Lancashire, who need to win to put themselves in with the best chance of qualifying. Northamptonshire Steelbacks are currently 3rd in the table, and they take on Durham Jets, against whom they have lost 4 out of the last 5, although they have won 4 on the bounce at home. Yorkshire Vikings welcome Birmingham Bears to Headingley, and the away side have dominated this fixture by winning all 5 completed games. In the South Group, it remains incredibly tight as teams jostle for the remaining quarter-final places. Essex Eagles host leaders Kent and will be hoping to extend a run of 4 straight T20 wins at home. Kent's win in the reverse fixture earlier this season ended a run of 6 Essex wins. Glamorgan take on Gloucestershire in a match that has in 8 times out of 9 been won by the side chasing. Glamorgan bucked that trend in their earlier meeting. Sussex Sharks head to the Oval to take on Surrey, who have won 4 out of the 5 most recent matchups. However, Sussex are on a run of 5 straight away wins, and one more would almost guarantee them a home quarter-final. Somerset play Middlesex in a game between 2 sides who are out of contention and bringing up the rear. Somerset have never lost to Middlesex at home, and the visitors have lost 12 of their last 14 away games.